Well, you know what my hairdresser told me, or my hairdresser, God, is that, does that date me or what? My stylist, because I have cowlicks.
Yeah, but I like your hair looks good.
Well, she said, because we're trying to tame them,
Yeah.
she said, as soon as you get out of the shower, dry your hair.
Oh.
She said, because if you wait and put your makeup on, then they take over because they're like, ooh, we're drying. Let's do our thing.
Oh.
So she said, you may hate your hair for the next month. So I'm trying. I'm trying. And if I do hate it, I hate it. You know, so it's a little different,
Yeah,
but
well, mine's all over the place. Not even.
I like that cut though. I mean,
Yeah.
I like that length. Okay.
Okay, are we
And
ready? Okay.
yeah.
Now
Yeah.
that we've talked
Now
about
that
our
we've talked
hair.
about our hair.
Now that we've gone on about our hair.
Too long, way too long. So I'm
I'm
Candace,
Natalia.
and this is not a single fork, just another podcast about food and cooking, but we're keeping it real.
Keeping it real, real. Today, I see you have some paperwork.
As I always
You
do.
do.
Yeah. Well, you know how we were talking about the 5-minute knife hacks?
Yeah.
Well, there's
Was that the
a
last one? It
no,
wasn't
it's
that long
not.
ago.
No, it was like a couple
Episodes
ago, a
a couple
couple
ago.
ago, couple ago. But yes, there's a sequel.
Oh, pardon.
Pardieu.
Let's see. What do
So
you
let's
got?
go for it. Let's see if we agree with these.
Okay, so there's more,
There's
is what you're telling me.
more. It's
Okay.
from the same website. No, Knife Aid, knifeaid.com.
Okay, what does Knife Aid have to say?
Okay, so this is about cherry tomatoes. I think that people have, you know, because they roll around and stuff, so people have an issue with
And
cutting
potatoes and
and
carrots
potatoes and
and
carrots and cucumbers
so many
and
roly things.
watermelons. Watermelons, that was a
Oh,
thing.
that was a thing.
Watermelons. So it says cherry tomatoes not cooperating when you cut them.
No.
Okay, the first thing you need is a serrated tomato knife.
Yeah.
That is,
That does make a
that's a
difference.
specific knife. Yes, I know I'm not one to have specific knives for specific things, but a serrated tomato knife is very
It
handy.
is very handy because it doesn't get squishy when you try to cut the tomato. Tomatoes can be squishy because they're juicy.
Yeah.
So if you saw it with the serrated knife, it's
And it's
less
a
squishy.
yeah, and it's a relatively small knife. So if you have cherry tomatoes, it's a perfect knife for them. But it says next time, and I've seen this,
Yes.
sandwich the tomatoes between two lids and slice through them with a serrated knife.
Yeah, I've seen people in class do it.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's still awkward. You're still, there's a lot going on.
You can't see what you're
You
doing.
can't see what you're doing. There's no, you'd have to get down like on the
And
table.
you have to be okay with however they turn out is however they turn
Yeah,
out.
because they're not going to be cut perfectly in
No,
half, all of
not,
them.
no. There's no way.
There's no way. It doesn't take that long to just
Yeah, it really, no. So,
one.
you know,
I don't know about
try
that.
it out if you want to, but I don't think you need to do that,
Yeah, that seems like a lot
frankly.
of work
Yeah, for, you know,
for a few tomatoes.
exactly.
Yeah. What's wrong? What are you looking at?
Well,
Yourself?
yes, no. I'm looking at, where's our time?
It's down
Oh,
here.
there it is. They moved it. God damn it, Riverside, you keep moving everything. Okay, so I was just doing a little time check
Yeah, it
there.
hasn't been long. We just
No, I
started.
know, but I just, not to belabor the point, but okay, next.
Yes.
Unstable cutting surfaces can lead to injury.
What does that mean? Like putting a wet towel or putting a rag underneath, like we
Yeah,
do?
yeah.
Is that what it's talking about?
Yeah,
Okay,
to
yeah.
put a damp towel. You can use a kitchen towel.
A
You
paper
can use a paper
towel.
towel, whatever, under your cutting
Yeah,
board.
you don't want the cutting board moving around.
Because it will slide.
It will.
However, if no one has ever done that before and they come into a situation where the cutting board's not moving
Yeah.
and they happen to notice that there's a towel underneath the
They'll take it
cutting board,
out.
they will take it out.
They do. It's very weird.
I don't
I don't
understand that.
understand. It's not, it's there for a reason.
To their credit, we will tell them, just because we put something on your board doesn't mean it's glued down.
But that's when something's underneath something, I mean, I don't know. That just, it doesn't make sense to me to move that. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, there's so many things that don't make sense to us, but that is definitely one. But that is actually a really good tip.
Yeah.
Is that if you are, you're on a flat, like, you know, it can be,
can be a plastic cutting board. It can be any,
it can be any kind of cutting board. And, but you've got your countertop or whatever is probably slippery in one way or another. So just put a towel down. It doesn't necessarily have to be damp, but that does help.
And she's not talking about like a bathroom towel. She's talking about like a dish side towel,
a dish towel. Or I think in the UK, they call them tea towels.
It's a tea towel.
So tea towel, kitchen towel, side towel.
I match your.
Oh, you do?
Tapestry.
Wow. Didn't plan that.
No, not at all.
I do too, because I have black on.
Yeah, we both do.
But I always have black on.
We just blend right into the tapestry.
We'll just become one with the tapestry.
What's next?
Okay. Now this one kind of made me giggle.
Oh, good.
Because remember in the last set where they said to get the garlic smell off of your fingers to rub the knife.
Yeah,
okay.
No, don't.
Okay. Now wait a minute. Listen to this.
Oh no.
It's tempting to clean the bits of food that stick to your knife with your fingers, but this can be unsafe. Instead, gently scrape the back of your knife against the cutting board for easy cleaning.
Okay.
Now, come on.
I've seen people do that too, and they've cut themselves. This is your knife, and they want to go like this to clean it.
Ow.
And, my hands are filthy. I was outside.
She's playing with the kids.
I was. I washed myself many times, but apparently not enough. Anyway, no, don't do that. Like this motion is okay. Like a downward. If you're going to I'll take a finger and go down the knife blade, but don't fucking.
Well, no, but, I mean, this is like counter to saying rub your hands on the knife to get rid of the garlic.
I know.
That's stupid.
I know. It's dumb.
Okay. Either. Go one way or another.
Right.
Either, you know, rub everything all over the knife or leave it alone.
Leave it alone, I think, is the...
You know, God.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there is a safe way to scrape the little pieces of vegetable or whatever you've got on your knife without cutting yourself.
Correct.
Yeah.
Many ways.
There are so many ways. Okay. This is an obvious one. Always
the last
use
one wasn't?
No, well, now I know that.
Okay,
but this
always
is even
use,
more. Always use the right knife for the right task.
Yes, that's correct. It's like, you know, you have the right tools. It's the same thing, right? It makes the job easier when you have the right tools. Just like the serrated knife we talked about for the tomatoes, you want to use a chef's knife for most things.
Yeah.
Not a paring knife.
Not a paring knife. Paring knives are great for peeling apples. Making little, you know, creative.
I had to use a paring knife today. I bought grapes and they were that big.
Plum size.
They were. I had to cut them in quarters.
Oh.
They were so big.
That's so big.
Yeah.
That's huge.
That's huge. I could have just peeled it.
Were they sweet?
They were fine.
Tasty?
Yeah, they tasted fine. They were very juicy.
Yeah.
It was very like everywhere.
That's a big grape.
It was huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the whole point is... Okay, if you try to cut bread, let's just take bread for an example. If you try to cut bread with just a straight chef's knife, you squish it.
Yeah.
So bread, because it's soft, needs a serrated knife.
Yeah.
And you should have a bread knife.
I mean, I agree.
That's just one of those, you know, in your little toolkit, a serrated knife is a good thing to have. A chef's knife is a good thing to have. Yes, you should have a paring knife.
It's a good thing to have.
For small work, close work,
yes.
Peel. You know, some people like to use paring knives to peel potatoes, peel
apples,
vegetables,
apples,
those kinds of things. So that's cool. And then, as we were like talking about the tomatoes earlier, a serrated tomato knife.
Yeah, which also looks like those little old steak knives.
Yeah.
It's just a little... Tiny,
yeah, it's about the size
knife.
Of a steak knife.
Yeah.
And then it's serrated. But I mean, it's just, it makes your life so much easier when you do that. Just amazing.
Oh, a boning knife.
Oh, yeah.
Boning knife. If you're going to bone stuff or take silver skin off or take fat off things. They do boning knives really make a huge difference.
I would call that something that you would add after you've been cooking for a bit.
Yes, I agree.
And gotten a little more experience under your belt, because a boning, you know, boning something is, am I keeping you up?
Oh yeah. God, I'm so relaxed.
We're doing a lot of coughing and yawning.
A lot of bodily functions going on.
But a boning knife, you don't really need a boning knife unless you are starting to learn how to cut up a chicken.
Yes.
You know,
and you need to know how to use it.
Yeah.
You really do need to know how to use it. And that is a little bit of a next step.
Yeah. I think so. I think that's a next step knife.
But important to have. Yes. If that's what you're going to be doing.
Yeah. Agreed. Agreed. Okay. So let's see. Any other kind of knives here that they want? No, they just were very brief about that. But it's true. You need to not have, you know, like we've said before, don't do close work with a chef's knife.
Right. It's too big.
It's too big.
It looks very dangerous.
And it looks stupid.
Yeah.
It's really not
and
a good thing.
And don't do chopping with a paring knife.
No.
Yeah, no. However small your hands are.
I have seen that happen, though, on not just in our classes that people have tried to do that, but on the Great British Baking Show.
With a paring knife.
With a paring knife.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, because they bake.
They bake.
You know, so.
They don't have real knives.
I'll give them that, but, you know.
Oh, well.
No paring knives.
Do you think there are any other knives that you have that you would... I mean, I think...
I have mostly chef's knives.
Yeah.
I have cleavers, which are...
But you don't use those a lot, do you?
No, that's kind of like breaking bones.
Yeah.
And I don't do that a lot.
Not enough.
No. And I have... So I have bigger and smaller chef's knives over there on the wall. And then some like specific, like the Japanese knives, mm-hmm. things like that. But I do like a good... I have a vegetable cleaver that I really like.
A vegetable cleaver?
Yeah. I mean, okay. It's a Chinese cleaver, and it's very sharp, or was very sharp. I haven't sharpened
it. Why does it make it, what's the difference between a vegetable? Is it smaller?
No, it's not necessarily, well, it's a little bit smaller, but it's lighter, mm. and the blade is very thin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
So
I've never.
It doesn't have the weight behind it.
Of a regular cleaver.
Like a meat cleaver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever used a cleaver to cut vegetables.
Yeah. I really like it. Mine, I ended up with it's not broken, but
like
it has
nick?
A chunk out of it.
Oh dear.
Yeah. So
what were you doing?
I don't know. It's, you know, the thing with the Asian knives in general is that they're brittle.
Uh-huh.
And so they will break sometimes.
That's true.
You just have to, you know, you just have to know that going into them. They're really great knives. It's just, they will chip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Finally, and this is, I don't want to see somebody do this, but okay.
Oh, good. I can't wait.
Worried about losing your grip while cutting.
No.
You've got the wrong knife if you are. Wrap some rubber bands around the handle.
How could you lose your grip? I mean, first of all, we're not talking about people that are going 100 miles an hour. And
even if you
are, like I'm thinking of, you know, my knives, the handle is plastic and has like a...
And it's textured.
Texture. Yeah. It has kind of a rough
feel to it. Yeah. And a lot of them are like rubber, kind of rubber, rubberized.
Or even if they're wood, they've got some kind of tech. They're not like slick.
No, I don't understand.
So, I mean, I guess if you have sweaty hands.
It looks so janky.
If you just had a bunch of rubber bands on your knife. I mean, if you have sweaty hands, which I have sweaty hands sometimes too, you got to wipe those off on a side towel.
Or a tea towel.
But you don't just like let things slip out of your hand.
Yeah, but I guess it happens.
I guess so.
Yeah.
That's weird.
But I would just say, you know what? Get
a different knife.
Get a different knife.
That's a problem.
Wipe your hands off.
I mean, my God.
And if, you know, I know you can get like oil or fat or whatever.
Yeah, that's what the side towels are for.
But wipe your hands and then use your knife.
And look, you guys are all concerned about being sanitary. A shit ton of fucking rubber bands on your knife is not going to be sanitary.
No, not at all.
At all.
No.
You might as well just lick that chicken.
Lick that chicken. And lick the rubber bands.
Yeah, because it's all the same.
It's all yuck.
Gross.
Yeah. So stay fresh.
Knife bags.
Again?
Did we say knife fags last time?
I don't know.
Oh.